What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters podcast, your daily dose. Coming straight at you. Today's topic is this, following the herd. Sit back and relax, because here we go. So just finished a great run, and that's something. The reason why is because it's Phoenix and it's summertime. It happened to be an oddly overcast day today, so I had the opportunity to go for a run. Yesterday was 117 degrees, good God. Like, even if you're from here, 117, if you stand too long in the same spot, you will cook. So it's nice to actually get out and about today. So today's topic is this, following the herd. What do I mean by this? The herd mentality. I'm sure you've heard of this in the past. No pun on words, but I guess a pun on words. Herd, get it? See, the thing is this. The herd is an evolutionary trait with humans. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, herd mentality is part of the reason why we have survived as a species the way that we had. It's basically like if there's something that is freaking out one of us, the rest of us will pay attention to it. It's like how we're made. So there's that way, like these barking dogs that I'm going past. Part of the herd mentality, even though I know they're cute little dogs, is to be aware of them. Like what happens if there's a bigger dog in there that's going to like jump and come after me, right? And just you hearing it get triggered at least to some degree because of that. But in terms of different things that can trigger folks, what I want to focus on is in terms of health and fitness. See, in the health and fitness industry, and I'm using that as a very wide term, I'm encompassing medicine within that, which most folks don't usually do, but in my case, I will. In the health and fitness industry, the herd mentality is very prevalent. You have all kinds of folks on social media that claim to be experts. You have all kinds of folks that claim to have the magic solution to whatever your problem is. If you don't have a problem, they will make up problems for you. So for example, even though you work hard and very, very hard at that and don't get appropriate rest, folks will try to convince you that it must be your low testosterone that's doing it. Do you have low T? How many times have you heard that? You will be convinced very, very well that you need powdered greens in order to make your life better, in order to give you more energy, in order to make your nutrition complete. You will be convinced that you need to join some online program to tell you how to work out, when really all it is getting the right self-motivation for yourself. See, when you follow the herd mentality, it can work for you, it can work against you. I'll have you consider that by deciding that you are not in the herd, by deciding that your health is very much a very personal thing, that it's individual to you only, that you are on the right track. Consider that the habits that you had when you were younger, whether you drank too much, smoked too much, maybe partied a little bit too much, maybe had some unprotected sex, maybe had sex with some partners that you wish you wouldn't have, whatever it is, whether that's family history that is unsavory, whether it's personal habits that are still not working towards you, considering that your health is a very personal thing, considering that your health is your responsibility and no one else's, and that ultimately nobody has the magic pill, nobody has the magic answer, that it's very much so just up to you, and shifting yourself in that direction is ultimately what is going to move you in a direction that you need to go. Take that in consideration. I'll have you consider that ultimately the herd mentality when it comes to health, fitness, and medicine doesn't work for you. It works against you. The taking the attitude of you are just one of everyone else doesn't work towards your health improving. Doesn't work towards you improving your life. See, the thing is, we are not just our body. We are not just our mind. We are not just our surroundings. We are all of the above. People try to separate it. The medical world has tried to separate it for a very long time. I've been frustrated by this by quite some time. And my colleagues, I've had this conversation with them over and over again, yet the habits run deep, my friends. And physicians are partially to blame. It's part of the reason why you have so many folks that go and look outside the box, that go and look towards mid-levels that are willing to lessen, like PAs and nurse practitioners that are willing to just take more time, that are willing to go and speak to a naturopathic physician, even though there's many of them that they graduate from their naturopathic medical school and never do any kind of residency training whatsoever. Residency is years of apprenticeship that a board-certified physician, whether they're allopathic or osteopathic, has to do in order to be licensed. What I ask of you is if you have not yet gone and seen a doctor, please do so. Please do so just to get a baseline. Now, mind you, there'll be plenty of doctors out there that say, you know what, at your age, that's okay. You don't need to come. They're wrong. Then you need to go to somebody else. Not everyone shares the same mentality. It's unfortunate to say. If you live in Arizona and I'm not yet your doctor, we should talk. P3MD.com. That is what I ask you to go to. P3MD.com. P3 is personal primary physician. I'm based out of Phoenix. And I take care of folks all throughout the state, in some cases all throughout the country, those that are willing to fly to Arizona first and meet me face to face. And if the and if it fits, like it has to be a relationship that fits. P3MD.com. If you've not yet subscribed and ranked and reviewed this podcast, please do so. Last but not least, if you don't follow me on social media, check me out on Facebook at David Boyd and at Instagram at David Boyd MD. That's what I got for you today, my friends. Remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Be cutting edge again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Take care.